It is now time for our Iat Insurance Athlete of the Week. And, boy, we had some big numbers from some different people. I mean, Emerson Batchelder was there before, won over 1,000 points. And then Ellis Salenbein from Adrian won over 1,000 and broke the record in
Jackson Salenbein went over 2,000.
Yep. But Emma Salenbein broke the record in rebounds as well.
Yeah.
And then you had Chloe Bollinger broke Ashton Moorhead's assist record.
Yeah, and she's about to break the steals record as well. And she's not far from 1,000 points, as is Michaela Schlorff is going to be close. Depends on she's a little nicked up right now, but that's not going to help.
We've had some really good careers so far in some of our local high school athletes. But this one just went over 1,000 points himself. Jackson Francis from Adrian High. Jackson, congratulations on being the Iat Insurance Athlete of the Week.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And, thank you for having me on.
Good year so far. I mean, again, we talk about all these different numbers of different people, and you know, you've been nominated quite a few times, and we knew at some point we're going to have you in because of the different things that you've done, and other people have had some great weeks as well. But again, congratulations on over 1,000 points, and you know, a good so far, you know, 4-year career for you. You know, looking at you now compared to freshman year, walking in, got your glasses on, and big baggy shorts because you didn't grow into them yet. And
sounded like a girl.
Quite a difference. But I mean, I remember, you know, doing games, you know, years ago when you were running around on the floor and launching threes from your knees to try to get the ball up there and stuff. But, you know, this is it's been a good career, you know, following, you know, both your brother and then Stevie. So a lot of guys that have done some things the last few years. What's the biggest thing that has gotten your improvement from when you first walked on the floor at Adrian High School compared to where you're at now?
Probably, like, just like leadership and stuff like that. Like, before, I was always like not vocal at all. I would always just like be in the background and stuff and let like other people like speak up. But over the years, I feel like I've become more vocal and stuff, and you know, stuff from like, because my coach told me, like, if we want to be successful, like, especially this year, like, it has to come from our senior leaders and stuff like that. And like, even last year, I wasn't, like, I was a leader, I felt like, but, like, I wasn't as vocal as I am this year, I feel like, so.
Has that been a little tough, though, because, I mean, you're always playing behind Joe, playing behind Stevie, where so you always kind of let
felt
them.
Like I always let them figure it out, kind of, and I would just
play.
Yeah, do what I was told, kind of,
Right. And that is kind of hard, though, because you're always behind, especially, you know, playing with those guys at a young age and letting them guys always lead to try to take on that leadership role. Had to be a little bit of a change.
Yeah, it was a change, but I liked it. I liked the challenge, and I feel like it's been pretty good so far, and I feel like there's more to come.
Right.
Jackson, it's been an interesting year for you guys. You went undefeated. You still got one more non-conference game, but you have won all nine of your non-conference games, but and I understand the league is very tough this year.
Yeah.
5-7, of course, Lincoln comes in and makes a real run at the conference championship. Yeah. Jackson eventually, I guess, is going to win out and win the SEC. Yeah. But I'm sure that those 12 conference games are going to prepare you for the postseason.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's tough in the SEC. Every team is tough. Like, Pinckney, their record doesn't show up, but they're a tough team to beat. They're very disciplined. Tecumseh, I think, is really good. They're in our district. They're going to be a hard team to beat. They beat us by 2 last time. Really well coached, very disciplined. Lincoln coming over, they got the size, they're very athletic, very good defensively. Chelsea, they got a freshman, he's good. Got a D1 offer from Ohio. So
Jackson's been on a roll as well.
Yeah, Jackson, they didn't start off good, but like they won like I think like 8 straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Chelsea the other day. So
well, the league is really strong, and I know that'll help you guys in postseason play. But tell us a little bit about you've had a great year, but tell us about your some of your teammates and a little bit about your coaching staff.
I would like to thank Coach Kelly. Coach Kelly has had faith in me when I was wearing the glasses and stuff like that. Well, no one else did, but like Coach Kelly, I I love Coach Kelly. I appreciate everything he's done for me. I appreciate Coach Yacek and Coach John. They just always had faith in me, and they always thought I could be just more of just someone who just shoots threes. Like, they thought I could really, like, they really liked my craft and, like, getting to the basket and my defensive stuff. And, yeah, they just always had faith in me. And my teammates, Calvin Polly, he's by far, like, the my favorite teammate I've ever played with. I came up with him. He's the best point guard I've ever played with. He's, like, he had, like, 15 assists, I think, against, I think it was New Haven, I think. He had, like, 15 assists. I'm not sure if he has the record. I'm not sure if him or Greg Stephen have it. But, like, it's very impressive. It's very hard to get 15 assists.
Sure it is.
And, like, he is a very vocal leader, too, even more vocal than me at times. And it's, like, having someone like him on the team is, like, very awesome. And, like, I'm, like, he's, like, a brother to me, and it's, like, very important. And, yeah, just love that guy.
Well, you're getting some young. I mean, Borton coming up as a young guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. He had 23 against Chelsea. He's been hooping these last couple games, and like, I like it because we're gonna need it for districts.
I saw the Chelsea game. He really had a great game.
Yeah,
really provided some needed scoring. Yeah. But you're gonna jump into districts not till Wednesday night, and of course you got Blissfield tomorrow night.
Oh, we got him tonight.
Yeah. Oh, tonight. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it on the schedule. Maybe
There was a schedule change because of the school days off and stuff, I'm pretty sure. So, like, they had to, like, move games forward.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Jeff earlier because I looked at tonight's games.
Yeah, because a lot of times people like to play that Thursday before district.
Yeah, most people wrap it up on Thursday and give them a little more prep time before Monday. Of course, you guys will sit and wait to get the winner of the Tecumseh-Madison game. I know that's going to be Michigan Center. You're going to get the winner of.
We're going to get Milan or Columbia Central.
Yeah, yeah. And Columbia Central's got a nice team.
They do have a nice team. They're well coached.
Yeah, I think they won. I don't know if they won their division or they were very close to winning their division.
Yeah, they just
in the
won
Cascades.
Their. They just won their league. They beat Michigan Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Michigan Center's had a pretty good.
Yeah, good district. A little different this year that Onsted and Chelsea aren't in the district, but. You picked up a good Columbia Central and a Michigan Center team that's a little different opponent. Of course, you got Madison and Tecumseh in there. So it should be a well-attended group because you got all these teams that are close by.
Yeah. Tecumseh is always going to be like – they're when it comes to district time, like they're always like very good. Like they make very little mistakes. And we just – if we see them in one of the games – they're going to be, I feel like, the toughest team in the district. But Michigan Center's good, too. They're 17-2. They're big. They're strong. They're physical. And they got some scorers. They have a true point guard. I don't remember his name, but, like, he's, like, a pass first. He just looks to dish, and he gets all of his teammates involved. And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Columbia Central, 17-4. They've won 10 in a row now.
Oh, yeah.
So... That's pretty good for
them. I think they beat Tecumseh, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had their two of their losses. They were beat Jonesville again and come back and beat Michigan Center in the title game. So they've come up well.
Yeah, they're a very good team. They're a very good team. They're well defense too. Like they get boards. That's been a kind of a struggle with us this year is boxing out and getting the boards. So I feel like if we stop them, I feel like the game would kind of go in our favor, I feel like, because I feel like we match up better with Columbia Central than Michigan Center because Columbia Central is, like, way faster and way quicker than some of the big guys on Michigan Center, I feel like.
Well, Jackson, plans on playing in the future? Do you want to continue your basketball career?
Yeah,
at the next
I got
level?
A couple options, some like North Central and Lords, but they just shut down.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got an offer from Detroit Community College and stuff. So, yeah, I plan on playing next year. I'm just keeping my options open right now.
Okay.
Well, a couple more guys like on your team. You know, you've got the your foreign exchange student that's
Diego
learning the game. And
yeah, he's been a force this year by far. Like, he's been the reason we've won a lot of the games that we've won. He's come in clutch many times. Not just his rebound, but, like, if he gets the board, he's going to go right up with it. And it's most likely going to go in, I feel like, every time. Like,
and that's nice to have because you guys really didn't – you don't have a true big guy.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of size, so we have to rely on our speed and stuff and our quickness.
Well, I've seen you play a couple times this year, and you've really had a great year, and and your game has improved every year as you've grown. And what do you think is the most improvement in your game? You always have been able to shoot the ball, and you've always had confidence in your ability to shoot. But what do you think you've improved the most in your game?
I'd probably say my rebounding, because like throughout my high school career, even last year, like I had a lot of people, like Stevie was there. He got a lot of the boards, so I would tend to leak out a lot. And this year, like us not having the size and like the physicalness as last year, I feel like I really took a very big step in getting rebounds and stuff. And like I feel like I crash more, and I get in there and I'm more physical than I was last year. And same with my defense. Like I would reach a lot last year and the years prior, but this year, like I feel like I'm just not reaching a lot, staying on my man, not picking up any dumb fouls.
Well, we're kind of getting towards the end of the segment, but good luck in the tournament.
You got
a lot of challenges Wednesday and Friday. It'd be nice to sit and watch everybody Monday night kind of beat themselves up a little bit. But good luck tonight. Blissfield's been playing good basketball.
They just beat LCS, I think, by like 40. They scored 109 against Hudson, I think.
Yeah, they're playing good basketball, and it'll be a good tune-up for you because you're not going to play for almost 6 days.
Yeah.
This time of year, it's nice to play every couple nights, but you'll have to do a little prepping and a little practice to get ready for it. But good luck, and good luck down the road with your career.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, once again, that's Jackson Francis. Congratulations for being the Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iad Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. We'll be back with more right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Ray Pitts with the Iad Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have 3 convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iad Insurance and Auto Owners. We make buying insurance simple.